About 12 years ago, the National Rifle Association got GOP lawmakers and then-Governor Tommy Thompson to preempt local gun laws, making sure local ordinances did not go beyond state statutes. Governor Doyle says he hopes by this fall, legislators will introduce a bill to overturn the preemption law.
It just makes common sense. Just as we have for traffic ordinances and other sorts of things, Milwaukee can have its own set of ordinances, and those might be different than some little town someplace. And that should be true with guns as well.
Doyle made his call in Milwaukee, where a 4-year-old girl was shot to death Monday night while sitting outside, and police are planning a safety crackdown for this summer. Doyle says one of the local gun ordinances ought to be requiring background checks for all private gun sales.
And what that would do, by the way, is that would make the private sale of a handgun on the street a crime. Right now, if a police officer saw a hand-to-hand sale of a handgun taking place, it doesn't violate any law in the state of Wisconsin.
But lobbyist Jim Fendry of Wisconsin's pro-gun movement says repealing the local preemption law would be a bad idea.
I think the thing that would be most egregious about it is the fact that you would be pandering to the poor people that are becoming victims of the violence in the city of Milwaukee, making believe that allowing a new gun law is in some way going to make them safer.
Fendry also says tougher gun laws only in some cities would create uncertainty for legal gun owners as they travel. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.